Greetings in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for being on the call tonight. Hallelujah. Hey, hi. How are you? Praise God. Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, everyone. Well, tonight, before we do anything, let's go before the Father and let's just pray to Him. Let's just come before Him. There's so much, heaviness, and just let's break the spirit of heaviness right now, okay? Heavenly Father, we come to you this night, Lord, and we lift up our hands to you, Lord God Almighty. And we just thank you, Lord, that we are your children. And in you, we move and we have our being. And certainly, oh God, there is no other God beside you. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. The word of God declared that if you pray in the spirit and if you have no interpretation, you know why? That individual that's praying in the spirit actually totally building up themselves. So I am building up myself tonight in the spirit of God. I'm building up myself tonight that I may be able to hear, to be able to come before you tonight and to be able to give you insight from the Holy Spirit. Because you see, this is not the work of a man, but this is the strategic work of the Holy Spirit. Man cannot do nothing unless the Holy Spirit of God give them that information. If you're getting any other information, and if it's not even based on the word of God, pull it out of line. So tonight I choose to say, Father God, I repent from all my sins, all my wickedness. I ask you to wash me and cleanse me in your blood, oh mighty God, that I could take communion with you, Lord God, and I could say, I eat the bread in the mighty name of Jesus. That is your body that is broken for me. I eat that tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So as I repent from all sins, I drink your blood. Kalo Soriye Baba. I drink your blood, oh Jesus. And that blood is a covenant that we have with you. I have covenant with you tonight. I believe, Lord God, that you came and you died on the cross. And because you died, I have life and I have it more abundantly. I believe according to Romans 10. It's Romans 10 or Romans 8, 9, and 10. Let me check. Because I don't like to be quoting our scriptures and not really. I think it's Romans. Okay. Hallelujah. Bakoria mama lobosate. Oh, yes, Romans 10, that if you confess with your mouth, that if you confess with your mouth. So, Lord God, I'm confessing with my mouth tonight. And I believe in my heart that you have been, that you raised your son, Christ Jesus, from the dead. And because he is raised and the dead, and because I come and he forgive me from all sins, I now believe by faith that I am saved. Hallelujah, God. What am I saved from? I am saved for the destructive force of the enemy. What am I saved from? I am saved for everything that the enemy want to bring on me. Jesus Christ took it to the cross. So I, myself, and you don't have to worry. So with your heavy heart that you come tonight with, kind of just smile and kind of just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood. Thank you, Jesus, for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, when I don't know how to pray. Almighty God, that you know how to pray and intercede for me. Let me get that scripture. When you don't know how to pray, son, and put that scripture up. Find it and put it up. When you don't know how to pray, when you don't know how to pray, scripture, when you don't know how to pray, let me find it. When you don't know how to pray, the Father said, Jesus will make intercession for you. When you, I'm Googling, you can do the same thing while I'm talking. When you don't know how to pray. This one is talking about Romans 8, 26. But I'm not sure if it's the right one. But there's one in here that when you don't know how to pray, oh, I'm going to try to find that right one, baby. Because I don't see Sonny putting it up here. Jesus will make intercession. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes. God himself would intercede for us. 1 John 2:1. Let me go to 1 John. There is a anticipation in the spirit tonight for greatness, for power, not for mediocrity, but for the power of the Holy Spirit. First John, these are the things I write unto you. He said you have an advocate. Who is a person? If I have an advocate, if I go to court and I have somebody who is standing in the gap with me, that is a go-between. That is a person that's going to talk for me. That is a person that's going to go and bat for me. That is a person that's going to say, you know what? If I'm even supposed to get time, that person is going to come and say, you know what? I am going to put the person on probation. Okay, so like probation. Or I am going to try to find this person a job. Whatever. That person will be a go-between. That person will go and try to seek the best possible way how to go about helping me. Now, Jesus is our advocate. He is our go-between. He stand in the gap, and he already did. Now, he sent angels to encamp around about us. So when we go into a battle, we could call for the angels of God, and they can go for it and fight our battle. Like, for instance, you got a court case. Why am I on court this night? You got a court case, right? You could summon your angel. What I mean that you could tell your angels to go on the scene. Show up in that particular area before I get to court. The angel now will go in and dress the place. What I mean when I'm saying dressing the place, what I mean is the angel will go in and set the pace seasoned for you. So when the prosecutor come in, when the judge come in, the whole atmosphere in the place is going to change. Why? Because the angels of God is already in there and camp around about. Do you remember Daniel? The first day Daniel prayed, the angels was on the scene. But because there was opposition, in Daniel's camp or in Daniel's location or wherever Daniel is located, maybe in the family. We're just paraphrasing. Whatever you need, whatever your needs are, you can go to the Father and say, I am calling now the spirit of Daniel to come on my scene. You're not calling up dead people. That's not what I'm saying. You're just saying, just like you did for Daniel, Lord, you're going to do it for me. Yes, you're going to do it for me, Lord God. You're going to do it for me. Daniel, the first minute, the first second, the first ninth of the second, even when you're thinking I was there, but the prince of Persia, who is the prince of Persia? The enemy come in and try to distort. So therefore, the position that I'm supposed to walk into, the position that I'm supposed to conquer in, the enemy comes in and try to distort. The enemy comes in and try to brainwash. The enemy comes in and try to make it look like it is not going to be in my favor when Jesus already did it for me on the cross. He already took care of that. On the cross where my Savior died. He died on the cross for me. You hear that 77? He died on the cross for me. Somebody online with their number 77. I want you to know he died on the cross for you. He died on the cross for you. There is no power in fear. There is no power in fear. Fear is disbelief. Fear is a mountain of anger. I don't know why I'm saying this. But when you're angry, when you don't forgive your brothers and your sister, you cannot walk in the 100% that you're supposed to walk in. You cannot do your dream exploits that you're supposed to be in accomplishing because fear has now set in. Fear brings torment. You are tormented because you are fearful. You are tormented because you're not walking by faith. You are tormented because you're not knowing the word of God. You're not reading the word. You're not applying the word. You're tormented because you believe, my God Almighty. If you believe that Jesus came and died, you would have seen things in a different prospect. Prospectively, you would have seen something different. Oh, mind-boggling? Yes, it is. Because you need to pick up the word. You need to spend time in the word. You need to know who is your adversary. Kakalo koto kota. You need to know who is in your favor. You need to know who is in your corner. Yesterday's past is not today's gain. Don't worry about yesterday. Yesterday's gone. Today is a new era. Walk in today. Walk in today with the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. It's not speaking in tongues. Oh, God Almighty. Why is the anointing so strong tonight? It is here to deplete. It is here to mantle. It is here to take the enemy down. The enemy has no power. The enemy has no say unless you give it to him. You need to make a decree tonight and wake up. I'm serious. Wake up. Mm-mm. Tell the enemy to back off. Tell the enemy to back off. That means back off, back off, back off, back off, back off, back off. Back off and go into your corner. Do not come over my line, because if you come over my line, it's going to be detrimental to you. You got to get bold. You got to get vicious. The enemy wants to kill you. The enemy wants to take you down. It is not your husband. Hey, it is not your boyfriend. Hey, it is not your girlfriend. Hello, it is not your friend. It is a spirit behind every single madness. It's a spirit. It's a spirit that wants to come in and take your generation down. It's a spirit. I'm supposed to be praying tonight. I told Sana, put out a sermon out there. Tell everybody, do not miss tonight. That's what I told her, because I felt it in my spirit. The spirit of God wants to shake up some stuff. Have you ever seen ant's nest? He wants to wreck your ant's nest tonight. He wants to take you out of Egypt once and for all. And he do not want you to walk around like them Egyptian for all them days, for the couple of days journey. He wants you to get it. He wants you to understand that there's no power greater than the power of the Holy Spirit. It doesn't make no sense to sit down and talk about it. It doesn't make any sense to sit down and cry about it. It does not make any sense. Why is it so impossible when we got the keys to the kingdom? We talked about the keys the other day. Gave you the keys in Matthew 16. Why would we make it so impossible? You got everything that you need. I'm not going to say you're not going to go through problems. I'm not saying that. That's a lie. Nobody's exempt from problems. But when you're going through these problems, you know how to kick them problems out of your face. You know how to stand in the odds and say back off and back out. So they're trying to take you down, you and your children? Oh, come on. Come on. Stand in the gap for your babies. The enemy right now, somebody told me in Hartford, hey, that they're having Satanic Club in the school. Satanic Club. And inviting the kids them to come. So the devil is over there acting stupid, and you are over here acting stupid. When the devil is acting stupid, and you are even acting worse stupid than the devil, but when you have all ammunition in your hand, when I have everything in my hand, why should I walk around and be acting like I don't have anything when I got something? Are you crazy? If I need $100,000, if I need $100,000, and I have $100,000 in the bank, do you think I'm going to walk around and look around and say, oh my God, I need $100,000? Make any sense? I need $100,000. Oh God, I need $100,000. But yet you know you have $100,000. Are you being Mr. Scrooge or what? You need the money, use it. is the same concept for the word of God. You got the word. Apply it. The word is life. Oh my God, superpower? It's super anointed? Explosive? The word of God is an explosion. Speak it and it explode. Speak it and it comes to pass. Look, I don't know when it's going to come to pass because it's already in the spirit realm. It is already in the spirit realm. And when I say I don't know when it's going to come to pass, you know why? We want to see it in the natural. Get this now. Get it and get it good. We actually want to see it in the natural. But I want you to know the natural world is more important. No, I'm sorry. The spiritual world is more important than the natural world. You know why? Because everything is already taken care of in the natural, in the spiritual. Everything is already taken care of in the spiritual. Every single thing that we need is already in the spiritual. Jesus was sitting up there with the daddy and with the Holy Spirit. And he said, you know what? We need this and we need that. Oh, it's dark. Oh, God, we need this. And all of a sudden, they spoke it. The spiritual world is more powerful than the natural world. Get it, get it, get it, get it, get it. Get it in your head. My daddy, Marcella, always tell us, open your spirit wide. And I say this more than once in our fasting. Open your spirit wide. That simple means get out of head knowledge. Don't sit around and let your head play with your spirit. Let your spirit man overwrite your head. Oh my God. Your head is where you have your intellect and your reasoning. Your spirit man is where you have the information. So once you start reading the word, and it goes into your spirit, is going to override the brain, the mind, the intellect, the way I would think, speak, and act. Why? Because your spirit man now is taking over. And the head knowledge have to be subjected to the spirit. Oh my God, the spirit of the Lord now get to be in control. You want to be like Jesus, like he said in John 17? Read a word. Yeah, you're going to have some naysayers. They're going to come to you and they're going to tell you, this does not work, that doesn't work. You know what? You got to ignore some people. You have to ignore some folks. My God, I'm telling you, you have to ignore. Not everybody is going to understand. They're going to think that you are crazy, hazy. And you just have to make it known. I remember one time I went to San Diego. And while I was in San Diego, you know, I went for classes in San Diego. And I was working with San Diego with Morris. And I remember we come out of the Marriott. Marriott, very prestigious, beautiful place, beautiful, beautiful. And it was three of us. We ordered a cab and the cab came. And when we come outside, the people from the hotel started bowing. I mean, it was awesome. They in their feather hats and they just started bowing. And when we went into, they opened the car door and we went inside. And the person who was taking us to our destination, he said to us, oh my God, you guys must have a rich dad. You hear me? Because you know me now in the back. I'm like, oh yeah, we do. And he said, and what's your daddy's name? And I said, his name is Jesus. Well, listen to this. In the spectrum of things, we asked him, because we were going down to the San Diego, the sea, where, you know, they have the I think it was the soldier, it was the, what's it called those guys, the ones on the ship, the sailors or whatever you want to call them. So they took us down there. And I asked him if he could come back and get us. He ain't never show up until today. Because you know what? He said, these people are a bunch of lunatics. They're crazy. He said, you guys must have a rich dad. And I said, yes, we do. We are royal. Yes, we do. What's your daddy's name? His name is Jesus. Our man was like, it's a steed and took us where we were going. And never show up because I am dealing, we said, with a bunch of lunatics. You have to get to the point where you don't care what nobody has to say about you. You have to get radical in the word of God. You got to see the word of God working for you every single time. You got to see the word of God become like, you're going through some, I was going to say, I don't know what you're going through, the spirit of God just dropping my spirit. You're going through some stuff. And you're saying, Lord God, under the sound of my voice tonight, or whatever you're listening to this tape, recording, you're saying, Lord God Almighty, I honestly can't do this no more. I've tried, and it's just not working in my favor. And because it's not working in my favor, that's it, I'm giving up. But I'm here to tell you tonight, it is working in your favor. It is already planned out for your favor. Unconditionally, your favor is working because Jesus, the Messiah, took care of you in that favor. He've already given you salvation. Everything that you want or ask for, it's already in, wrapped up in your package. You just haven't seen it yet. But you got to get through the eyes of the, you got to get through the eyes, not only the eyes of the spirit, but you got to put faith in action. You see faith, let's look at faith here in Hebrews. See, I don't want to give none of my words out. I want you to see it in your word. It, you know, we did that. We talked about faith the other day too. Hebrews 11. Now, it says now. Now, that means right now. Whatever you need now, you have it now. Not yesterday, not you. Whatever you need, you have it now. It is not void. Whatever you need in that substance. If you're making flour with water, that is your substance. You have it in your hand. You can see it. You can feel it. Whatever you want, whatever you need, whatever you hope for. I want to go get me some water. I'm hoping for some water. I go into the kitchen, get some water. Now I have water. Let's take it to another level. Evidence of not seeing. But because now it is faith, now faith is, I have my water. Here's my water. I can drink my water. So here I go. I have my water by faith. And I'm believing that when I drink that water, it's not poisonous water. By faith, I'm believing that this water is good water. It's nourishment to my body by faith. Every single thing that we do in today's realm, it's by faith. You sit in your chair and not going down on the ground, it's by faith. You going into your car and not, you by faith. You going to bed, it's, look, man, get out of that fear mode and get into the faith mode, which is action. Action word is a verb, and it's going to be movable. 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 You need to be active in the word of God. Tonight, I want to talk to you in regards to the fasting that we did today. We did this fasting before. A lot of you weren't in this fast. We did it way back in the 2020. This fast here is a supernatural fast. I remember one time pass. Some of you might remember, and some of you might not even be on time. But the person who listened, some of them that listened to the recording, they'll remember that there was a lady online. And we were praying. And the Spirit of God said to me, this person's going to get $10,000. And I set it up. The person's going to get $10,000. By the time I said it, about a couple minutes later, but about 2 or 3 minutes, the phone rang. Pick up the phone, and she got on the line, and then she come back. She said, because she was living in New York, and her husband was in Jamaica, and she was only up here just working, they have a $10,000 bill in Jamaica. $10,000 on the Jamaican bill. The husband called her and said to her, somebody just paid the $10,000 bill. And she come back and she testified. Another girl was online. She need a home. And the Spirit of God used me to testify that somebody is going to get a home without even putting down a down payment. She's now in our house in Hartford. She got that house and she didn't even have a down payment. It was a 5-bedroom house, living room, dining room, upstairs, downstairs. My husband and I, we went even to the house. I've ministered to so many people. And I never, ever want to go and speak out of my own volume. I never, never want to go and speak out of my mouth. Somebody told me today that I said something to her a couple years ago, and I'm like, I don't even remember. Because when I speak by the Holy Ghost. Life is very important. And you don't want to go around and falsely interacting with people and lying to them about Jesus. I don't want that. I'm here to tell you tonight. Financial situation. We did this before. What you could do, you could write the website down, theholytabernacle.com. There is a financial communion, what we did last time. You could go and you could listen to it. Theholytabernacle.com under the audio. Listen to it. I was going to put it in the fasting today, but I didn't. So I'm telling you online now, you could go and listen to it. Before we used to fast, and we used to come and break the fast, and it would be a group of us, like 20, 21, 22, of us just breaking the fast together. You call it corporate fasting. We're still fasting corporately, but we're kind of doing this individually. Like today, in that fasting instruction, I said, you have to see this. This is an individual fast. That means you got to take it personal. You got to give the devil a black eye. How are you going to give him a black eye? You're going to blacken his eye by letting him know the word of God works. You're going to remind him, Jesus died. And because I died, he died, I have everything to my fingertip. You're going to give him praise. When the praises go up, the blessing come down. You're going to praise him. You're going to worship him. You're going to give him thanks. You're going to give him praise. You're going to give him worship. You're going to give him thanks. You're going to give him praise. You're going to give him worship. La cosa. Remenge. Shilonolanda la laba. Do not leave tonight. I said today, don't leave. But I'm telling you tonight, Don't leave without your breakthrough. Hold on to your breakthrough. Breathe it in. Breathe it in. Breathe it in. Smell it. Call it in. Let it attract you. Let it attack you. Breathe it in. Let the word of God minister to you. Let the word of God embrace you. The word of God brings fire. The word of God brings power. The word of God illuminates. Let it be the light. Let it be your lifeline. Let it be your lifeline. Let it be like you see something and you're hungry and you want it and you're going after it. Let it be. Let it be. Get your breakthrough. Determine. Determine that the word of God is going to work for you. Determine that your finances is going to be a breakthrough in your finances. Determine that your job situation is going to change. Determine that your husband's job is going to change. Determine that your oil bar is not going to run dry. Determine that your house is going to be paid. Your mortgage going to be paid. Your rent going to be paid. Your kid's school fee is going to be paid. Determine that there's no weapon that warfare. No weapon. No weapon that form against you shall prosper. Determine that your lawsuit, you're going to win your lawsuit because the enemy has no power and no authority over your finances. The enemy will not come in and shake your finances. The enemy will not come in and take you down. You're a tither and you're a giver. If you do not give to the body of Christ, find a place that you're getting your teaching and give into that ministry. Give, give, give. And then you go to God and you say, look, Lord God, I know salvation is free. I know it's free, but I am helping. I am sending that minister to go for the minister of the word. I'm telling you, the clear that it is finished, the clear that your finances will never, ever be the same again, the clear that you have money running after you, running over you, overshadow you, overtake you, the clear that the chariot of money is in your closet, is in your room. My God, it's in your hands, it's in your mouth. Declare that the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Declare it, declare it, declare it, declare it. Speak it, speak it. Boldly, I have a book, Prayer Assault, and it's by, I got it from this guy named Latrange. I think it's Latrange. Let me tell you. You should try to get this book. He sent it to me. It should be on, I think that we order from all the time. I don't know if it's on Amazon, but this is saying it's from APB, WWAPB Books Global. Maybe, but I got it. And it's I have a lot of prayer book. I have a whole lot of prayer because I believe in prayer. I'm a prayer warrior. I am a warrior. God has called me in the army. I am a warrior. And I know how to war strategically and dance. Dancing is one of my things in the spirit. But see if you can try to get this book. Ryan Lestrange, write this book. R-Y-A-N, last name, L-E-S-T-R-A-N-G-E. And John, E-C-K-H-A-R-D-T. And the other guy is Roderick. Z-A-B-L-A-H. All three of them write this book. And I tell you right now, the book come to me and I'm like, whoa, come at the right time. And in here, they talk about the prayer of decree. And I look up the word decree and it says what? What is decreeing? You have, when you decree, it gives you the legal authority. It gives you the rights to order. It gives you the rights to command. And you can also lay down your rule. You hear me? You could decree a thing. That means you could call that thing in. Money coming to me now. Money run after me. You prescribe it, just like you go to the doctor and the doctor writes you a prescription. You are prescribing your money. You're making a direct. You're making a direct. You're determining that you will, your alabara will never, ever run dry from this day, no matter what the situation may look like. I declare, and I declare it, and I receive it. This is not about name it and claim it. This is about knowing what is rightfully yours. You can't go around mediocre. Mediocrity should not be your thing. Your grandfather may not have anything. Let's go back to the generation. They may be poor, broken, disgusted. You know what? It does not have to follow you. All you have to do is to get up and stand up and shake it off and make a declaration that this is your time. My time says 8/11, November 15, 2023. And I look up my computer and it said it's raining. Let the rain come down. It says rain tonight. Let the rain of the Holy Spirit come down and touch your pocketbook. Let it touch your mortgage situation. Let it touch your son's situation, your daughter's situation, your grandchildren's situation. Let the fire of the whole, oh my God, Jesus, I see fire. Let the fire come in and burn out these marks. Stand and believe in the gap that your daughter is going to listen to you when you talk. The time is now to rake up that ugly antsness. And say enough is enough. You gotta take some authority. You gotta make some decree. You gotta declare a thing. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. And the light shall shine upon thy ways. What is your ways tonight? What do you want tonight? Whatever you want is your ways, is your W-A-Y-S. See it like that. Whatever you are hungry for is your ways. We are actually believing God for finances. This book say the tongue is full of power. Psalms 45:18 or 45. One, let me go to my scripture, because I didn't check this out on it. Psalms 45. What is this scripture here? This is Isaiah. Oh, Lord, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation. I'm into, oh, Lord. My. Thank you, Jesus. What a joy. It's a joy unspeakable. Joy unspeakable. Let's see verse 8. My heart, it says, my heart is in indicting a good manner. I speak of the things which I had made touching the king. The tongue of my pen is ready and written. Oh, Lord have mercy. Make a release out of your mouth. Release it. Trust God that is in your favor. Everything that you believe God for. Proverbs 18:21. We said that all the time. Death and life is in the power of your tongue. You have to use your mouth to create and to form these things. You have to use your mouth to unction these things out in the spirit. You have to use your mouth to let your mouth give whatever you need a body that it may come into existence. Let there be light. Finances come after me. Money run after me. My alabara will never run dry. Oh my God, I thank you, Lord, that I have more than enough. These are how you have to talk to yourself. This is how you have to minister to yourself. So here we go. We're ministering to ourselves starting from today. Today, we released wealth transfer in our lives. Will the enemy take and control and set his is? God had already given it to us in Genesis 1, telling us that we're supposed to have dominion. And he blessed us in Genesis 1. When you read Genesis 1 to 21, he blessed us. We're not cursed. We are blessed. My God. What a mighty God we serve. The devil have no hold on your well-being. I'm just reading from my book. And I'm just reading, not from the book that I have. And I'm reading from what I send out to you guys this day. Command the devil to take your hand off your money. Tell him to back off of your money. Make it personal. You could even take out a dollar or whatever you have in your wallet and lift it up and say, look, now, take your hand off. Back off. Run, flee. Talk to him. Let him know that he's not in control of you. I remember I had my grandbaby when he was younger, and I'm talking to him, and somebody must have told him, and he come to me and say, Grandma, I'm like, yeah. He said, you're not in charge of me. Just the same thing. La la mosishi maku. Psalms are 91, verse 11. This is it right here. He got angels. He got charge over you. Keep you in all your ways. Your ways are ways of smile. You can rejoice. You can rejoice. You can resist the devil. James 4, resist him and let him flee. Tell him to take a hike, I said in my book, in the little paper that I just read up today. You know, I look it over and I'm like, okay, tell him to take a hike. If you did the fasting today, and if you didn't get to do it, on your own spirit time, in your own little time, you go ahead and you go do it by yourself. Do it by yourself. We had about like 26 people today on the fast, or 25, I think, on the fast. So James 4:17. Na, 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 na. Therefore, in that knowing to do good, you will not be sinning. You don't sin because you're doing good. The devil is helpless in your finances. The devil has no power over you. The devil is a defeated foe. So in this book, it says here about a decree. So I said, okay, I am going to declare. And then I look up what the word declare means. It says to proclaim. So you go out and proclaim that you have more than enough. Go out and announce it, just like when they announced the birth of Jesus. Go out and do it publicly. People might think that you're crazy, but you're walking with your head on high. I have more than enough. I have no lack. There's nothing that I need that is not being supplied. I could give him praise and I could give him worship. I could give him praise and I could give him worship. My God is more than enough. My God has supplied all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. You have to make a declaration. You have to let the devil know that you are not fearful. Once the devil know that you are in fear, I tell you, when I was going to my first house, I ended up losing everything, lost everything. Fear, because of fear. And once I know how to fight, I'm not telling you something that I don't know. I'm telling you something that I do know. The Father ended up giving me more than when we first started. Lost one, end up I have three, then a timeshare, and then two different parcel of land. I started saying, Lord, this belongs to me. You can have the same. You can have even more than enough. You can have it. I'm telling you, I'm not acting. I am telling you. And you know what? If you ever start giving, if you just ever, ever start giving, I don't know what it is, honey, but there is something when you give. even out of your needs, God will supernaturally open up doors for you. The doors that is being opened to you, you will never want. I remember when my mother-in-law, she come to me and she said, Joyce, because you know what my name is, Joyce Petname. She said, I can't pay my bills. She said, I can't make it. I just can't. My bills are being short. And I said to her, I don't know no better. I said, Miss Cynthia, the only thing I could tell you is to what's worked for me is is to pay your tithes. And she said, well, what is that? And I was able to give her insight about tithing. Couple years later, Miss Cynthia called me and she said, Joyce, I'm gonna tell you right now. She said, ever since you tell me what to do, I'm doing it. She said, I have more than enough. There is a spirit behind that. God will supernaturally open up doors, bring you before kings. If Trisha was online tonight, girlfriend would have testified. If Sonia want to put some little jotting in there, some information in there, she can testify. Anybody want to testify in the chat, they could testify. Let me tell you something. Your oil of burial will never, ever run dry. A lot of people say they don't have to tithe. Well, I'll tell you one thing. That's between them and God. But for me, I believe in tithing. I believe in giving. And my tithing does not necessarily have to mean is where I'm going. My tithe goes to anybody that the Holy Spirit tells me to give. That is my basket. That's where my money goes. That is where my money goes. I give based on what the word of God tells me to do. I give out of my knees. I give out of my heart. I don't go anywhere and anybody tell me, oh, you got to do this. No, 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 no. They could sit over there. They could beg all they want. It's just not working. And you know what? When I give, I don't go back to that person to ask them for anything. I go to God and I say to God, I need this and I need that. You promise you're going to open up the doors. You promise you're going to supply my needs. I don't go to man, no man, and ask them for nothing. No, I go to God. Like this ministry, I don't go around begging nobody for nothing. Yes, when I go out, yes, the bills have to be paid. So we pick up an offering. If somebody want to pay their tithes and their offering, fine. But if you see me walking around begging people for anything, you got something coming because I ain't doing that. Like I said, I'm not saying that people are not supposed to give because we do need the help from individual when I have to go minister. I got to pay for the hotel. I got to pay for the place that I minister. I got to pay for traveling expenses, food, gas. So yes, I'm here ministering over the phone with you guys. We got to pray for ink. We have bought brand new computers. We got to pray the computers. Copy machine. You got to pay for that. Books that I have to use for study, I got to pay for that. But if you hear me come begging for anything, oh no, I go to God because I tell you one thing. God knows that I don't want to be doing this. He know I want to do something different. So if he tell me to go out there and minister by the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, he's going to open the door. He's going to open the door. And that's the kind of God that we serve. That's the kind of God that's responsible for you. That's the kind of God that you want to minister to you every single day. That's the kind of daddy that you have. That is the father who said, I am your father. I have called you out of your mother's womb by name. I give you a purpose and a plan. I will take you in that purpose. Oh my God. Oh my God. Declare and decree. Declare and decree. But proclaim tonight that you have more than enough. Proclaim tonight that the wealth of the sinner is laid up for you, the just. Oh, Rabo Sekere Daba. Remango Kola Baba. Proclaim it tonight. Proclaim it tonight. Proclaim it tonight. Proclaim Proverbs 13:22 that people are going to give into your bosom. Proclaim it tonight. Proclaim it tonight. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Proverbs 13:22. Proclaim it. Hooked up Genesis 1:28 with it. Blessings, 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 blessings. I'm telling you, out of it, out of shadow of a doubt, Genesis 1, 28. Genesis 3, 1 to 21. You're a blessing and you're not a curse. Kalamoshi ketaba. Remekonda bashikita. Kalaboshiki marama. Yete kishoko laba tekele bambo. Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy 28. Iano kola laba sete. Deuteronomy. Genesis, Exodus, Deuteronomy 28. Let me throw Deuteronomy 28 is saying. And I did not have that on my notes. But here you go. Deuteronomy 28. There is different verses, conditions from verse 1 and 28 to 14. Read it in your spirit time. Command those blessings to run after you. Command your basket that you store up to never run dry. Command it when you go out, you and your generation. Command it. I mean, look it over. Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 to 14. But you know something? There's also a curse on the bottom. And if you look at verse 15, all the way down, I have to 30, 37. Those are curses. So try to stick with 1 to 14 and try to do what is going to make you be a blessing and you get blessed and not a curse. Very important. You'll be blessed in the city. You'll be blessed coming out, blessed going in. Your basket will always run over. The fruits of your body, your basket will be full. Your storehouse will not run dry. It's all in here. He will cause your enemies to flee. Anyone that rise up against you, the word of God said, he will cause them to flee. He will command. He will command. And I believe in here, when we look on one of the words in here, it says command. I believe it says command in one of these things that we were looking at. I think he said decree is to command. I think so. Yeah. This side, command. Yeah. The adjective part about it. Yeah, command. And this is what say here. Verse, I think verse 8. So the Lord shall command blessing to come upon you in your storehouse. Everything that you set to, everything you put your hand to shall be blessed. There you go. There is that decree. Decreeing it. Call it into existence. Speak it into life. Command it to run after and overshadow you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Just like the decree means to command. When you look here in verse 8. Oh my God. It tell you the command means to decree. Open your store of Father God in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Your olive barrel will not run dry. Everything that you need. Command it. The decree. The word of God decree means to command. And it's saying right here in verse 8. The Lord shall command a blessing upon thee. Command it, speak it into existence in the name of Jesus Christ. Call forth your money. Call forth your pocketbook. Call forth your basket. Get out of Egypt. And come in dry land. Come in dry land where you have substance. Come in dry land where you have abundance. Come in dry land where it's meaningful. Come now, I say. We are going to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have given your word to your children. I pray, oh God, that I say tonight, Lord God, under the sound of my voice, that your children will decree and they will receive every good thing, the abundance of the Lord. I pray, Lord God, will run after them and overshadow them. I pray, Lord God, that the fire of the Holy Spirit will come down from heaven and will touch them right now. I pray, Lord God, that there will be a praise report. When we get back online, we will have some praises. I pray, Lord God, that we'll walk out of their dry land into the water, and their feet will be washed. I pray, Lord God, of the essence of the Holy Spirit will minister to them from the inside out. Father, we thank you. And we worship you tonight. And I declare that let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I want to welcome you tonight for being on the call. And I just want to thank you. Thank you for showing up. And I pray a supernatural blessing upon you. I pray that the Lord God Almighty will touch you from the inside out. I pray that your oil barrel will never from this day run dry. I pray that people will come and put into your bosom. I pray that you will give and it shall be given back to you. Pressed down, running over, shall man put into your bosom. I pray, Lord God, that the blessings of the Lord will come from the east, the west, the north, and the south. I pray, Lord God, that the fire of the Holy Spirit will come in and burn out every spirit of poverty, every spirit of lack, every spirit of want, every detestable spirit. I pray, Almighty God, that there will be jobs that will be released. I pray, Almighty God, that there will be money that's going to come now, right now, Father. I pray, Lord God, that abundance. I pray, Lord God, that wealth will come to them. Everything that belongs to them, there will come. I pray, Lord God, that nobody, I mean nobody, would want to come in and to hinder endurance to the family. I pray that they will get bloodline wealth. In Jesus' name, bloodline wealth in Jesus' name, bloodline commandments in Jesus' name, bloodline wealth in Jesus' name, abundance over and above more that they ask or think. I pray, and I release it. I release it tenfold, 20-fold, 100-fold. I always call in 1,000-fold. And I call in 1,000-fold tonight in the mighty name of Jesus, the mighty name of Jesus. Let the fire of God go now and touch every single individual under the sound of my voice. Amen. Amen. Angels of the living God, you're dispatched now to go forth to bring healing, deliverance, salvation. Rako, Belebe, Sarama, Sokula, Bekende, Denota, Tekota, Tekete, Balaka, Shekota, Inako, Bala, Injikuti, Sakita, Rimupo, Sekiti, Shokota, Yay, oh God, open up prison doors, Ikita, Lokota, Lekita, let Ikita, Paul, and Silas, Kinako, Kurama, Sekete, Yay, Malokota. In the name of Jesus tonight, I thank you. In the name of Jesus tonight, I praise you. In the name of Jesus tonight, I thank you for being on the call. I thank you. May God bless you. May God watch over you. May his face shine upon you. May he give you peace. I'm going to, next week, we might have fasting next week, but prayer Monday night, I'm not going to. I have a family member, will be here with me. So what we can do, we could still continue the fast on Wednesday. I will send out some information. If a person online tonight that hasn't been in the fast and they want to be in the fast, kindly just let me know. We'll add you to the list. But at this point, I won't be on Monday, and we're going to be fasting on Wednesday. And I want to say, have a happy Thanksgiving, family. Number one is God. Number one is God, and number two is family. Spend some time with your family. If you have problem with your family, call them up. Talk to them. Let them know that, you know what, we just got to get this thing done with. We got to be friends. We got to talk. They may not be, you know, hey, but that's okay. Just make an effort, okay? I love you. God bless you. Have a blessed night. Love that. See, shuki. Tirikindu bo tatalabo tekelaba. Sikiluba shikutili bikatinda la bukanda. Idabasa tola. The word of God is saying, be still and know that I'm God. Be still, my child. Know that I'm God. I have called you for such a time like this. Do you know that I'll keep you? Do you know that I will keep you? Do you also know that there's nothing that the enemy brings that I don't know about? Go through it, my child. Go through it, my child. And remember this day that I overcome. I am the world overcomer. And you are in my world overcoming camp, said the Lord of hosts. I am now seeing fire. I am looking at the fire right now. Some of you are walking through that fire. That fire is a distinction, letting you know no matter what you are going through tonight, you are going through that fire. Just like Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, there was a fourth person in that fire, and it was Jesus. And he's saying tonight, take it in, breathe it in, because I am in that fire with you, say him. Who is him? Let me tell you, and then I'm going to be going. Who is him? Some of these names, I get it out of my book. Some of these names, seven names of God. Adonai. Elohim. Shaddai. Jah. Jehovah Jireh. And you could go on and on and on and on. He is the Lord God of your victory, Jehovah Nissi. He is your Lord God. He is your provider, Habosikida. He is your Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah. It may look like Thanksgiving is not going to come for you, but the Father God said to let you know, your Thanksgiving is now. Your breakthrough is here. Receive it. Hold on to it. That is your bread. Oh my God. If you need healing, he said that he's your Jehovah Rapha. If you need peace, he said he's your peace. And so why don't you want to let me go? Because I got to go. If you need, you know, somebody to shepherd you, he's your Jehovah Rohi. He's always there. He's your Jehovah Shammah. So tonight we say thank you for being here. And there, thank you for always keeping us in the palm of your hands. Thank you for your angel that you send to encamp around about us. Thank you for the peace and the joy. Thank you for the tranquility that make us still. Thank you, Father, for always being such a good dad and always being supportive for us, even when we didn't even know that. Thank you for always being there. Thank you. You are our rock. I want to thank you for being on the call tonight. I will be praying for you guys, and I want you, please, keep me in prayer that the Holy Spirit will visit me, inside of me, talk to me, Lead me, give me information that I may be able to come to you and give you that information. And if you have information for me, call me, text me, write me, give me that information. I will look it over and I will see if it fits with my spirit man. I will not just reject it, because you know what? We're in this together. And iron sharpeneth iron. Nobody is exempt. We all need each other. We all need each other. I can't say I know more than you, and you can't say you know more than me, because we're all in this together. So I can say shalom tonight, and I can say peace. Have a great night. God bless you guys. Like I said, I won't be on Monday. We will fast on Wednesday. Yeah. And have a great Thanksgiving, and may God bless you. And it was a pleasure talking to you tonight. And I love you guys so, so much. And God bless you.